Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Close Up Radio. Always a pleasure to have you here today. Also a pleasure to continue our extraordinary conversations with an extraordinary guest. She's the Extraordinary Traveler. We're talking with Kimberly Evans, coming to us from Colleyville, Texas. She's the founder and CEO of An Extraordinary Traveler. This is part two of our exclusive series of conversations together with Kimberly here on Close Up Radio. You know, her role as your luxury travel advisor is to ensure everything about your trip is planned seamlessly from start to finish. She makes certain everything is specially arranged for you so you don't have to worry about the small details. When you reach out to Kimberly, you'll be greeted with dazzling warmth, positivity, knowledge, and expertise. She'll determine your vision to put it together and to put together an amazing itinerary within your desired budget, too. And she may add what she calls wow factors, which is always something really exciting when there's the wow factor involved, those additional perks she can get for you, like a hotel upgrade, free daily breakfast, or a spa credit, added perks that you would not get from an online booking. Moreover, she utilizes her resources as a travel advisor based on her years of experience. She's an advocate, a trusted advisor, even for some of the unexpected things that can go wrong, like the dreaded lost luggage or a driver that is missing in action. And when something happens that's not expected, her team is at the ready to remedy. The go-to girl who offers great activities, culture, food, interesting boutique hotels, and provides options and experiences you might not find on your own. She works to make certain that your vacation is not only precisely tailored to your needs, but hassle-free, which is really important. When something is hassle-free, you can enjoy much more of the time and the experience, and that's what she helps happen for you. She wants to make the guesswork out of researching all the many options there that are out there known to you. She plans a better trip for you, and you'll save time when possible. And get this, even money. As your dedicated travel advisor doing all the planning, she assures that your vacation will become one of the most memorable times of your life. One less crazy thing in our lives to have to worry about, right? Sign us up. We can all use that. That's why she's so busy and in such demand. Part two of our series together, right here on Close Up Radio, let's welcome Kimberly Evans. Kimberly, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. That was a lovely introduction again. I told Doug last week that it made me a little emotional because I don't see myself in the ways that you describe myself describe me. But certainly, you hit a lot of the things that I like to focus on when I'm talking to my clients. So thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And what we're trying to really drive home is the importance of having not only somebody like you who is a travel advisor, but you're an advocate. Let's talk about the advocate part, because a lot of people don't think of travel advisors or those in the travel world as being advocates. Tell us about that. That's very important. That's an advantage for your clients, too.
Sure. I mean, I think that the most important part of being an advocate is making sure that all of your travel experiences are as seamless as possible, right? And providing the right resources, using the right resources, I guess would be a better way of saying it, so that any experiences, any travel challenges that come up, anything that might make you wonder, am I doing this right? Should I have done it this way instead of that way? The biggest thing that I can offer is a level of comfort so that if something doesn't go exactly the way you thought it was going to or planned, that you've got somebody that has your back. And for me, having my clients' back is trying to ensure that their travel experience is the best that it can possibly be. It is travel, so we can't promise that everything's going to go perfectly from start to finish, but you know, certainly the goal is to make sure that your travel experience is as perfect as possible.
Really important, right? Exactly. You know, you can save us time and make the vacations more lucrative, saving us money. That's something that I'm sure is perking up the ears of our listeners right now, is the saving of the money. How does that work, especially in, you know, crazy times we're in right now? Everything is so unpredictable. And how do you work with your clients in that regard?
Sure. Well, you know, I think I talked about this a little bit on my last conversation, that it's not always about the money saving. I think that that's a little bit of a misnomer. I believe that a lot of people reach out to a travel agent or a travel advisor because they think that it's going to cost them less to do so. And I don't know that that's really always the case. What I do know is that you've got incredible support. You mentioned at the beginning in your introduction some of the perks that come along with the bookings that are made. So when we include some value, then in a that probably is saving the clients a little bit of money. But more than anything, the use of a travel advisor is a time saver. So more than a money saver, I think we are time savers. And they say that the average person spends about 10 to 15 hours planning a vacation, whereas when you come to somebody like myself as a travel advisor, if it's not a destination that we're super knowledgeable about or that I'm super knowledgeable about, I'm going to go to a resource that specializes in that destination. And all of a sudden, I'm presenting you with options and I'm presenting you with what that trip looks like, as opposed to you Googling everything you can think of and researching everything you can think of and reading every review. Hopefully you have a trust in me that what I'm presenting to you and providing for you, you can avoid having to do all of that extra legwork. And then, you know, the other, I guess if we did talk about a component in regards to saving money for travel, if we put everything together and we package it up really nicely and we tie it in a bow and we present it to you and you go on that trip, and everything is done for you and everything is paid for in advance, there's a lot less nickel and diming when in travel. Your expectations of what you're going to spend on your vacation become completely different if it's all taken care of in advance for you, as opposed to, you know, once I get there, I'm going to have to stand in line to get tickets for the Eiffel Tower, and then I'm going to have to spend 3 hours in queue waiting to go up to the Eiffel Tower, and then, you know, it's those types of things.
That makes sense. How has the industry changed? What if somebody, maybe they used an advisor years ago, and now they're considering using an advisor again for some new travel plans, how has it changed? What are some things they can expect? Has technology sort of brought things more seamlessly to the process?
I think so. I think that technology is definitely a component of it. I mean, I do things a lot more electronically today than I, you know, back in the day. I remember going on vacation with my grandparents and Betty, their travel agent at the time, handwriting the tickets and, you know, providing everything in documentation form, as opposed to now where I can put things on an app and you have everything at your fingertips. So that's one component, that everything is done electronically, whether it is done in an app form or, you know, plane tickets now. Nobody gets boarding passes anymore. Well, my dad still gets boarding passes. He still likes to print his boarding passes. But you know, most
yeah.
people don't print their boarding passes anymore. You've got it on the app on your phone, or something of that nature. And the other thing that I think that has definitely changed in our industry, that people are noticing, is not too long ago we were referred to as travel agents. Today, we're referred to as travel advisors. And the difference between the word agent and the word advisor, you know, is pretty simple. Agent, basically, you're just there to take an order. You know, you, Jim, call me. You've decided you want to go to Paris on vacation. And several years ago, you called me and I said, okay, here's your tickets, here's your schedule, here's your itinerary, here's what you're doing, here's what you're seeing. Now we have so much more access to opportunities to learn about destinations and to travel to destinations and attend webinars and different things that help us as travel advisors up the ante. And so now we're advising you more than we are. I don't know the right, my grammar's not coming out right, but you know, I'm not giving you just a cookie cutter vacation. Now I'm spending time talking to you and learning about what's important to you and what do you enjoy doing when you're on vacation and what types of accommodations do you like, and I'm advising you on what is the best fit for your vacation along with putting together that itinerary and that trip.
Very important on so many different levels.
Yeah.
Let's also make sure that we reiterate the difference between utilizing a travel agency and just booking a trip online. You see so many online apps and sites out there, book with us, book with us. What's the difference of having the actual person and developing that relationship and versus just doing it quickly online?
Sure. Well, I mean, first and foremost, when you're online, you're essentially communicating with a computer as opposed to a person. So the most important piece of that is the difference, I should say, is a computer versus a human being that really has so much skin in the game and that really wants to provide for you a phenomenal experience from start to finish. So the most important piece, I guess, is the customer service. When you call a travel advisor, when you call me up to plan your vacation, I am going to take care of every component of your trip to the best of my ability and give you everything that I can. If you need my assistance in the planning process or during travel, I'm here for you. If you've booked something online, now you need to call a toll-free number because something didn't work out. Are you going to get somebody on the phone to help you? Are they going to make a difference? Are they going to do something? Or are they going to say, oh, sorry, you know, you've paid for that. It's paid in full. Nothing we can do. Nothing we can do to help. As opposed to contacting me and I'm going to, you know, if you get to a hotel to check in and your room is not as expected, you're going to reach out to me and I'm going to do something about that because this is, in fact, what we booked for you. We need to make sure you're getting either that or better. Now, I mean, I can't always work magic. I like to when I can. It doesn't always happen. You know, if you're in a hotel that's completely sold out and something is wrong, can't always do something to change it. But I will do everything that I can and, you know, try to make your experience better. So I think what it comes down to is really just that human component and having somebody that you can reach out to and communicate with to ensure that things go as smoothly as possible and or fix something if it doesn't.
Do you have maybe, you know, people love to hear relatable success stories. Do you have maybe a case study, success story, testimonial type of scenario, maybe a couple you could share with us of examples of you were contacted by this person who then became a client and they were either frustrated with what they were trying to get done, or they just, you know, you really helped save the day for them through your expertise and through your knowledge of how to do it and do it right.
Gosh, I have to think about that a little. I mean, I'm sure I do. I just have to think about that a little bit. I mean, I always, I have a great example. It was a story that ended well. But I had clients that had booked their own cruise, and they decided in conversation with me that they wanted to use my services. Well, I was very fortunate that I was able to take over their cruise vacation. And while traveling, they ended up doing a cruise in the Mediterranean. So they were in Italy, and it was a father-daughter scenario, adults, both adults, but a father-daughter scenario. They were traveling together, and daughter was traveling with father because father was almost 90 and needed to make sure that he had somebody traveling with him in case of any medical emergencies. And guess what? Daughter got sick. And now father is kind of on his own. He relied completely on his daughter to take care of him. Well, I was able to get through their insurance company, I was able to get him a hotel, get somebody to go over and check in on him every day because the daughter had to be hospitalized. And so this person would take him over to the hospital to visit with his daughter, take him back to the hotel, check on him, make sure that he was getting his meals and things like that, and ultimately got them back home safe and sound and all was well. But that's just an example of using my services. It's kind of a Debbie Downer, although it has a good ending, but it's kind of a Debbie Downer scenario. But it was just an example of how using my services, I was able to take care of all of their needs in a completely different country, away from home, elderly people, et cetera, et cetera. So that worked out, I think, really well, and was a great example. I'm just trying to think of some other examples of things that I can share with you where using my services was really, for lack of a better word, a blessing for my clients, under certain circumstances. And you caught me off guard, so I can't think of anything. What can I think of?
What are some of the more popular places around the world that people are, really wanting to go to? I keep hearing Portugal. I know so many people that have been going to Portugal, honeymoons, and just going to Portugal a lot. You hear Costa Rica. What are some of the hot spots right now?
Sure. Well, actually, Portugal is one of the hottest spots right now. It was sort of a hidden gem, I think, for a very long time, and now it's becoming a much more popular destination. I think that's because it offers so many different experiences. You have the great city life being in Lisbon, and then you've got Porto, which offers all of the wine country and the vineyards, and it's so beautiful on the river there. And then you can be at the beach in either Algarve or in Cascais, different parts of Portugal. The people are incredibly lovely. The food is to die for there. I tell a story all the time. When I was in Portugal in 2019, we were in an Uber, and the Uber driver kept apologizing to my girlfriend who I was traveling with, to she and I, because he didn't speak English well enough. And we were like, well, wait a minute, we're in your country. We're supposed to be able to better communicate with you, not the reverse. But anyway, Portugal is a really popular destination. Italy this year is absolutely on fire. I have so many clients going to Italy this year. It just remains a favorite destination for so many people. Asia is huge this year. I've had quite a few clients reach out to me about visiting Asia this year. I think, it was closed for so long. I just got a call right before you and I got on for a honeymoon couple that want to go to Western Australia, which is a unique destination to ask about it. You know, you hear about Sydney and the surrounding areas, but they specifically requested Perth, which I've never had anybody call me and ask me to go to Perth, you know, solely go to Perth. I have clients going to New Zealand this summer for specifically to go to the women's soccer matches that are happening this July in New Zealand. I have a couple of clients that are going to London to go to Wimbledon this year. I mean, clients traveling really all over the world. Several clients doing river cruises this year on the different rivers, whether it's the Danube or the Rhine or the Rhone rivers. So it sort of runs the gamut. People are really, truly going everywhere.
Kind of amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? It's, and with the pandemic and things opening up and flights available, that has really – Have you been overwhelmed by it all? Everybody sort of wanting to do their thing now.
I am overwhelmed by it, and you know, it is interesting. I had so many trips that had to be canceled in 2020 because of, you know, the start of the pandemic, and so now everybody is making up for lost time. Not only starting with brand new trips, but I've also rebooked almost all of the trips that I had to postpone in 2020. And about 90% of those clients are redoing the exact same itinerary that we had planned for 2020. And the other 10% are doing things completely different. I will say that cost is playing a little bit of a role. Airfare is higher than it's ever been, that I can remember, at least in my 9 years of doing this. So, you know, I've had a few challenges here and there with rebooking and or booking new travel for people, getting them, you know, to the destinations that they want to get to. You definitely have to have a little bit deeper pockets. This year, I think a lot of people anticipated that once we started recovering from COVID, that maybe there would be some great deals out there and people would want to be filling their space and things like that, but it actually is the complete opposite, having trouble finding space for my clients.
Isn't that something?
It really is. I mean, you know, who would have ever thought?
What do you see as the future of the industry, of what you're doing?
I think that people are going to be more adventurous going forward. I think that people are going to be looking at more unique and unusual destinations. There's a huge buzzword in the travel industry about sustainability. Sustainability, you hear it constantly, you know, about going to places that are not as touristy and that you can have more ecologically friendly experiences and things like that. I think there's going to be a big call for that. But mostly and more importantly, I think that people are just realizing that life is short and we need to make the most of our time. You know, it used to be all about the bucket list, you know, check this off your bucket list. What's on your bucket list? When are you going to start your checking things off of your bucket list? And I'm finding that my younger clients are taking more adventurous trips and going on more adventurous experiences so that they don't lose precious time. We lost so much precious time over the last 2 years-ish, and I think that so many people are trying to appreciate that.
That's really important on so many different levels to get out there and to do. What are some of the places that people are craving to go to within the United States? Mm-hmm. Is the Grand Canyon still big?
It is. The national parks in general are still still huge, you know, whether it's Montana or Wyoming or Arizona, just to name a few of those places. Travel domestically has definitely changed. We saw a huge uptick in requests and travel to places domestically during the shutdown. It was just easy to get to some places, and a lot of people were doing road trips as opposed to getting on airplanes, you know, either renting cars or renting RVs, things of that nature. So definitely there was anyway. I mean, for me in my business at this point, I'm back to more international travel, but during COVID and during some of those shutdown times, we definitely had a huge uptick in requests for domestic travel. And, you know, once New York opened back up and the theaters opened back up, then I was seeing more and more clients requesting trips to New York. You know, I've seen a lot of requests for Florida. You know, they want to go to the beach, but they don't necessarily want to travel outside of the U.S., or they didn't get their passports renewed and their passports expired during COVID. And the turnaround time now for getting your passports renewed has gone up again. So, you know, if you're in a hurry to get a new passport, that's not always working out. So lots of different options for sure.
That's incredible. If folks want to learn more, what's the best way they can connect with you?
Sure. Well, I'm on all the social media spots. Of course, I've got my Instagram, which is Kimberly Evans _ travel advisor. And Kimberly is K-I-M-B-E-R-L-E-E. I have my website, which is An Extraordinary Traveler. So A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, Extraordinary Traveler. I'm on Facebook. You can always send me a message on Facebook. I can be reached on my phone at 817-247-4324. I'm not difficult to find, I hope. And again, as you mentioned, I'm in Colleyville, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm just about 12 minutes from my door to the DFW airport. So that gives people an idea of where Colleyville is located if they're not familiar. And, social media for sure.
Why do you love doing this work so much?
There's nothing that makes me happier than sending somebody on a trip that they never thought they could take, whether it was from a financial perspective or just, you know, personally they didn't think it would happen. I love sending my clients to beautiful destinations. I love making them happy and helping them from start to finish. And, you know, the most important thing is when they come home and they tell me that it was the trip of a lifetime.
Isn't that incredible?
It is. It is. Yeah. It's really, it makes you, it's a feel good for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And again, you're providing great experiences for people and making it a lot easier for them. Which I think is really fantastic. And sometimes there's these additional perks, too, that we're not aware of as we sort of create our travel. Extraordinary work, and that's why you're the extraordinary traveler. An extraordinarytraveler.com is the...
Yeah,
absolutely right, yes. And real quick, what's one of your favorite spots to go to?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I have so many, but my husband and I just went to Africa for our 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow.
To East Africa, Tanzania. And I have to say, there's a little bit of my heart in Portugal. There's a little bit of my heart left in Prague. Prague is one of my absolute favorite places. But Africa has a big chunk of my heart still there. And I hope to go back one day. There is just nothing like going on safari. It is absolutely life-changing, and I love nothing more than putting together safaris. I specialize in that. One of the things that I specialize in is African safaris, and I absolutely think it is something that every person should experience.
anextraordinarytraveler.com. Kimberly Evans is our guest. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for joining us as well. Kimberly, thanks for joining us on the show. It was a real pleasure, and I hope we get a chance to, pun intended, explore more together down the line. That would be a pleasure.
I would love that. Thanks again so much for having me, Jim. I've enjoyed it.
Oh, you are very welcome, as have I. We've learned a lot of little tips and some great suggestions and ideas, and I encourage folks to connect with Kimberly. She's there to help, and she wants you to have a tremendous experience. AnExtraordinaryTraveler.com, and that's not the letter N. That's A-N, and then the word extraordinary, and then the word traveler.com to connect with her. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time till next time, inviting you to stay right there. Be back momentarily with another incredible guest from around the world, spotlighted right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. Happy traveling. Take care, and we'll talk again soon on the next episode of Close Up Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.